السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وعلی اللہ فلیتوکل المؤمنون صدق اللہ العظیم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers and also our sisters who listen, our receivers, over the past two Jumu'ahs we went on to another subject, and that was what should we as Muslims be doing when there is so much of crime in our country and especially in our city, and what did Rasool Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach the ummah, what duas they should be reciting, and what is the position of tawakkul in the life of a Muslim, that he will make use of the means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created, but he will not place his trust in those means. I also discussed that there is a need to learn the art of self-defense and other aspects. We went into some details with regards to that dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. All that can be obtained in last Jumu'ah's bayan, which is on tape. Nevertheless, we go back to the subject that we had been discussing, and I wish to conclude that for today, in which Hazrat Shaqiq Balkhi Rahmatullah Alayh had questioned a student of his, a murid of his, a disciple of his, that how many years he had spent visiting him, staying with him, traveling with him, learning from him. So he had indicated the 33 years. And when questioned that what did he learn in those 33 years, he said only 8 lessons. First, the Shaykh thought that this was a good waste of his valuable time, that a person spends so much of time and that's all he learned, 8 lessons. But when he asked him to mention those 8 lessons that he had learned, then he concluded that what you have learned is the gist of all the books that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The gist of the Tawrat, the gist of Zabur, the gist of Injil, and the khulasa of the Quran Sharif. That if a person has to take those lessons seriously, then he will be practicing on the whole of deen, inshallah. So just to recap, because our memories, sometimes we tend to forget what was discussed. That the first thing he said, that I noticed that every person in this world has got love for something or the other, for someone or the other. There cannot be a person that is living in this world and he does not have love for something or someone. Then that person is not a human being and not even an animal. That person must be a stone. Because even animals have some kind of love for their little ones. So he says, I see that people always have love for something or the other. However, their attachment to these things do not remain forever. As the poetry of Hazrat Khaja Muhammad Ismail Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh last night, which I read in the Zikr program, نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا. نہ کچھ مال و دولت نہ دھن جائے گا فقط ساتھ تیرے کفن جائے گا. نہ کچھ کام آئے گی شاہی تیری, نہ کچھ کام آئے گی شاہی تیری, فقیری سے کچھ کام بن جائے گا. So nothing will accompany the person to his grave, nothing will accompany him. except his coffin will go with him. He will leave behind everything in this world. His actions, his deeds which he has indulged in this world, those things will accompany him, over which he will either be rewarded or he will be punished. But otherwise nothing else will accompany this person into the grave. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. I am grateful to you, all those who conveyed me to my qabr. Shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. From here onwards, I will proceed alone. There will be nobody that will be accompanying me. But again, as I mentioned last night, that we have these recharge or these emergency lights, and many times I have now given this example, that these emergency lights that we have, as soon as it turns dark, those lights come on. Then it depends on the capacity of that light, how much it has been charged. For that number of hours it will remain on. If it has not been charged properly, it may come on just for half an hour, 1 hour, or less than that. But if that has got a powerful battery or backup or whatever they call it, it can charge, it can light for hours. So as soon as the darkness, they come on automatically. But the condition is that they have to be charged. In the same way, this life that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to us, it is a life in which we have to charge these batteries through our zikr, our tilawat, our ibadat, our fulfillment of the rights of people, our honesty, our truthfulness. All these things are charging those lights. And as soon as the person is put into the grave, then there's going to be no darkness there. It's going to be all lit up. The namaz will light up his grave, the tilawat will light up his grave, the zikr will light up his grave. His sabr and shukr will light up his grave. And we don't know how many other kinds of lights will light up the person's grave, but provided he has been charging. So then even if he has to go on from there alone, there's no problem, because he's not going to be alone. Allah Ta'ala is with him. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy is with him. We must not picture the person just sleeping in some 6 feet deep hole. That is what our eyes see. But once the person has answered the questions of Munkar and Nakir correctly, then it's Nam Kanawmatil Aruz. Now sleep like a new bride sleeps. So Shukriya Qabr Tak Pahunchane Walo Shukriya. Af is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Kai baar humne ye dekha ke jinka mushayyan badan tha muattar kafan tha. Jo qabre kohan uski ukhdi to dekha, na uzve badan tha na tare kafan tha. How many times we have noticed person was fit, healthy, strong, everything going in his favor, flashy cars, cell phones, big bank balances, big homes, palatial mansions, oil wealth, gold and silver, everything. But even the cover of that king, if after some time you have to open, then you will not find any sign of a thread of the coffin also. There will be no body left. That is the haqiqat of the dunya. So it does not mean that we don't make use of that dunya. Allah Ta'ala made this dunya so that we make use of it. But we must not become negligent, we must not become ghafil. And that is what I was emphasizing in the bayans over the past two Jumu'ahs, that sudden deaths are taking place in abundance. Accidents, murders, killings, earthquakes, how much of lives they take away. Tsunamis, how much of lives? Gale force winds, how much of lives? Flood waters, how many lives? And then in our country and at present, in present times, The hold-ups and the hijackings and all the rest, we just can't even imagine how many lives are gone. So the person must not be ghafil, that is the important thing. Reh ke duniya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. Reh ke duniya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. Maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe. Reh ke duniya mein bashar ko nahi zeba ghaflat. Maut ka dhyan bhi lazim hai ke har aan rahe. Jo bashar aaya hai yahan, ye kehti hai qada. Main bhi peeche chali aati hoon, zara dhyan rahe. How can a person be negligent, indifferent? We're talking about believers who have believed in the akhirat, believed in Jannat, Jahannam, believed in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, believed in the day of resurrection, accountability. Then how can he be ghafil? Make use of the dunya, but don't be ghafil, don't be negligent. Remember that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He is in full control of the entire universe, in control of our lives, in control of everything that belongs to us, the ground on which we walk. So we can't escape Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's sight. It is just His tolerance. Allah Ta'ala is so tolerant, that even to the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood and the nasara, and those who swear Him every day, and those who reject Him every second of their lives, and those who don't believe in Him, He is providing for them so much of food and clothing and shelter, and so much of the namats of this world, so much. Although that will turn into azab for them later. But the thing is, in this world He gives it. So that does not mean Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala became extremely pleased. Therefore He is giving plentiful. And that is our criteria today of measuring how happy Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is with us. That person is going to casinos, discos, rave clubs, everywhere. But he says, Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala's great fazal on me. Mawlana, I can't tell you how happy Allah Ta'ala must be with me, that He is flooding my home with ni'mats. So then at that time the person must be conscious of the fact that nations in the past also, this is what had happened to them. And the Quran Sharif says also, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. I've discussed this ayat in some other majlis also. Allah Ta'ala, the gist of which, the meaning of which, not going into details or proper translation, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave lots of ni'mats to the people in the past also. Plentiful. But when they disobeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala sent some kind of azab, some kind of punishment, some kind of shake-up they were given so that they may return towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But then they started indulging in the very same things again. Everyone who has visited Indonesia recently, we know that again it's being hit by earthquakes and it is hit by so much of other problems. But those people who were there during the tsunamis, they saw what kind of destruction took place. Besides Indonesia, look at the other places, Thailand and other places that were affected. People started pouring aid from all over the world. And what were the first things that came back into action? Those same nightclubs, the discos, the brothels. These were the things that that again came into action. And people were asked to come back and enjoy the good life. That is what they were told. In other words, that message was forgotten. That message that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given through this shake-up, it was forgotten. So what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, when they forgot to heed those advices, those warnings which came in the form of His azab, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala did not continue punishing. Then He opened the doors of all good coming towards them, plentiful of everything coming. That person who was strapped on the hospital bed about to die, suddenly now he's got a lot of strength, lot of health, energy in his body, and he's strong and fit again. So now the person thinks that Allah Ta'ala became very pleased. He gave me good health again. So now he starts committing more zina than before. Whereas that person should be turning more towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala than he was before that. That sickness could have been a rahmat. It could have been a blessing. It could have been from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's side, a bounty in disguise. So for the pious and the righteous one, it is that. But for sick, for the people who are weak, full of sins like us, then we should take lessons from that. So Allah Ta'ala says, when they fail to heed those advices, then He gave them plentiful. So when that happened, they got into slumber and sleep again. They became negligent. They thought all this is because Allah Ta'ala has become very happy and pleased with us. Then Allah Ta'ala says, we caught them suddenly in the midst of their pleasures. Allah Ta'ala called them to account. In the midst of the pleasures. And then they were thrown into complete bewilderment after that. Dushmano ko aish abo gil diya aur dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Dushmano ko aish abo gil diya aur dosto ko apna darde dil diya. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili. Unko sahil pe bhi tughyani mili aur humko tufano mein bhi sahil diya. Now it seems we are stuck on point one again of the eight things that we are going to discuss. Nevertheless, so this is what he said. He said, that's the first lesson that I learned. That either the person will depart, he will leave behind everything that he dearly loves, or those things will leave him in his lifetime. Something will come and take away everything. So he says, therefore I made my beloved good actions and good deeds, because they will accompany me. In this world also they will be beneficial for me. In the qabr also they will be beneficial. In the akhirat also they will be beneficial. They will be the means of my crossing over pul sirat and entry into jannat and enjoying the ni'mats of jannat. So he said, wonderful, mashallah. You learnt a very beautiful lesson. Although we are discussing the same thing, it's going sometime in different lines, different examples, so that it refreshes our iman. That we must not be negligent. We heard of recent incidents, what happened. People in illicit love relationships, they must take a lesson. They must not think that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is not watching. Allah Ta'ala does not know. He doesn't have the power to do anything. Allah Ta'ala has gone to sleep now, na'uzu billah. We should not play with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's helm, His tolerance. We should make shukr that Allah Ta'ala is tolerant and He has not punished us and not seized us. I deal with cases every day of my life. You may just become aware of what is happening here in Durban sometimes. But we get telephone calls asking us because of some masail they wish to know. And then we get to know what happened. Just in the past 2 months, 4 cases of those who were involved in illicit love relationship. 4 cases. Just in the past 2 months. Sudden death. They died together. Both. The lover and his beloved. And to die in that state, a person can imagine. So does anybody have any kind of guarantee? In 4 different places this happened. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is very merciful, very forgiving, very kind, very compassionate and very tolerant. But let us be conscious of the fact that in these days, we don't know when the angel of death is going to strike. So he says, the second thing that I saw, that every person has got trust in something or the other. Person trusts his wealth, somebody trusts his family, somebody has got great trust in his security equipment that he has installed, somebody has got great trust in the security guards that he has outside his gates, somebody has got great trust in the cameras that he has got, the person has got great trust in the speedy car that he has got that he can escape, or the bulletproof vest that he is wearing. Now different people have got their trust in different things. That if I am in any kind of difficulty or problem, then I am ready to face the challenges. So once again, the person must make an effort. He must make use of the means. We are not saying he must not make use. But that trust must be in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ I discussed this also in some detail. Let us go on because we want to try and complete the two that remain. Then he says that I saw that people are jealous of whatever is being given by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And people are jealous. Why did this person get this? Why did this person get that? Different people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them different things. So why should we be jealous and envious of that? Seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's treasures, he suddenly hasn't gone out of stock there in the treasures. So why not seek it from Allah Ta'ala? Ask him, why be jealous and envious of what Allah Ta'ala has given others? They say, when I read the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, نَحْنُ قَسَمْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مَعِيشَتَهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In other words, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who has apportioned their livelihood in the life of this world. Allah Ta'ala is the one who has apportioned it. This is so much for this one, so much for that one. It's not that we are going to be consulted how much is to be given. So he said, I made up my mind that I'm not going to be jealous of anything that has been given to anyone. Once again, that couplet we must not forget. Hasad ki aag mein kyun jal rahe ho? Jahannam ki taraf tum kyun chal rahe ho? Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz? Kaffe afsos kyun mal rahe ho? One person told me, he said, Molna, I was very jealous. But he says, just that point that you mentioned, Khuda ki taqseem pe tum ho naraz? That you are unhappy with the distribution that Allah Ta'ala has made. He said, that was sufficient for me to change my whole attitude. So he says, I made up my mind that I am not going to be jealous of anything that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to whomsoever he has given. Then he says, in the Quran Sharif I saw, وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. In other words, there's no living creature, no living being, nothing that is moving, the risk and sustenance of which is not with Allah Ta'ala. It is He who has planned, it is He who has decided that how much sustenance a person is going to get in this world. Allah Ta'ala has taken the sustenance in His hands. If sustenance was in our hands for distribution, all the poor would have died. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He took it in His hands. And strange ways people are given their sustenance. I mentioned that example many, many times now. But sometimes we have new people in the audience, so sometimes Allah Ta'ala puts it back in the mind and it becomes repeated. But I will give it to you very quickly. That on one occasion we went to Pakistan, and there a friend had taken some chocolates from here to give to his aunt there, to distribute there, to give to them. But some rats got into the room and they nibbled at those chocolates. So he was not able to now give these chocolates to those aunts. So I told him, take a lesson. The cows, we don't know where they grazed, in some Ashburton farm or somewhere, and they gave milk. And that milk went to the dairy. From there it went to the chocolate factory. Sugar in some plantation, north coast, south coast, from the sugar cane they sent it to the factory, to the mill, and from there they had some sugar and that went to the chocolate factory. So many ingredients, packaging, this, that, how many things went into the production of that chocolate. Then from the manufacturer to the retail, wholesaler, and then the retailer. And then you buy a ticket, 6,000 rand, and then you take it from South Africa all the way to Pakistan. And who eats that chocolate? Mr. and Mrs. Rat. I said, if I had told you from Durban that please carry a few chocolates for those rats in Pakistan, you would have said you've gone off your head. That Allah who can provide for the rats of Pakistan chocolate of South Africa, cannot He provide halal risk and sustenance for us in our own city and town? Do we have to go to fraud? Do we have to go towards discos, casinos? Do we have to go for lottos? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, look at the intizam that He makes. Recently we were in Madina Sharif. We met up with a person, he says, Molna, I listened to you on the Channel Islam or somewhere. I'm from England. And after 2 days he brought one mango. And he says that this mango is from India. We have got some plantations, there farms there. But this mango was sent to us from India to London. Couple boxes. And from there I brought it to Madina Sharif. So I told him, take a lesson. Mango from India, it went to London. And from London it came to Madina Sharif. And we came from South Africa to Madina Sharif and we're eating the mango here. Risk is in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hand. Why should we lose our trust in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? He provides from strange sources. Our job is to open that business and do that which is permissible, which is halal. We make that little effort like those birds make when they come out of the nest. But after that, the provision of that risk is in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's hand. He provides. Different places, in different ways He provides. There are so many different incidents in the life of different people. If we have to only talk about that, we can go on for hours and hours. That it makes our iman strong, that if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got the risk destined for somebody, he will never die until he has eaten that. Allah wa inna nafsa la tamut hatta tastakmila rizqaha. You hear in the khutbah many times. Person will never die, the risk chases behind the person. But if we start chasing, forgetting Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then it will tire us up and we will not be able to really get Allah also in the process. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the ummah. And if Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives life, health and an opportunity, then we will continue again with the same thing.